This is Sanford Marshall reporting. For all the news as it happens, stay tuned to this station. And now the news. It is a drizzling gray day in New York City today as the United Nations General Assembly meets to voice its approval or disapproval of Dag Hammarskjöld's handling of the Congo situation. The assembly is tense. The city is tense. Soviet Premier Khrushchev is probably 500 miles out at sea and due to arrive tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock. Cuba's Fidel Castro should arrive at Idlewild Airport within the hour. Poland's Communist Party chief Gomulka and Czechoslovakia's President Novotny arrive this evening around 6:30 p.m. And Congo's one-time premier, Patrice Lumumba, reported alive and safe, has asked for a U.N. plane to fly him to this historic session of the U.N., says he has a plan to save the Congo. The host city of New York is braced with security police at every point where they expect trouble. Already demonstrators have ranged themselves around the United Nations. 1,500 Cubans, pro-Castro, are gathered at Idlewild Airport with cards saying, "Welcome, Fidel, give him hell." Castro is likely to be the most controversial of all the visiting heads of state and likely to be the most closely guarded. We'll have more news in a moment.
Most of us do a lot more driving during the summer.